Hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Marquise Munson taking you through this Thursday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Big news today. We got a lot going on with the Titans, a lot going on with the Predators, some big college football matchups to get to this weekend. This is one of those days, Joe, where you're trying to put a show together in like the grid, and you're like, do we have enough space to talk about everything? This is a good day.
Well, yeah, except – you know, it's not stuff we'd prefer to be talking about.
Yeah, we would much rather be talking about, like, the Titans-Bills game.
I thought by now we'd be all into, you know, who Tre'Davious White is covering Sunday. But certainly the teams around here are not coming up short and providing news for us to talk about.
Which, by the way, can you, like, if they have to play that game Sunday, which I still think, like, I don't know how if you're the NFL you could make that happen at this point. But with Corey Davis going on the COVID list yesterday, Adam Humphrey's already on it. A.J. Brown, I guess, questionable, although it would look good for him playing this week, I think. Can you imagine, like, what the offense could look like at the receiver position if it's just, like, A.J. Brown and, I don't know,
Khalif Raymond's coming off a big game.
He is.
Khalif
that
Raymond.
Feels like
all
a year ago, but yeah.
12 targets for Khalif Raymond.
Just feed him. Joe's prediction coming to life right before our very eyes.
That's right.
Joe, we look at what's going on right now with the Titans and waiting to see whether or not there are some positive tests coming out today. Now, I do want to pass along, it came out no new positive tests for the New England Patriots today. So, Stephon Gilmore tested positive yesterday. Of course, we know Cam Newton tested positive over the weekend. And they had one more player, I believe a practice squad player, test positive as well. So, three total for the Patriots. Testing coming back this morning, no new positive for the Patriots. So that's good news for the Patriots and the NFL on that front. And obviously, if you're the Titans, you're not hoping that anybody tests positive for COVID-19, but it does not make the Titans look any better optically of what they've been dealing with so far.
Yeah, look, the big picture here is everyone in this league, to a person, should embrace that news and hope that's how it goes and that they don't have their own outbreak and that there's not another outbreak. This will, for people who are going to want to say, okay, everybody in this league is doing it right except one team, this will embolden that opinion. Fair or not, people are, if there's not another outbreak like the Titans had, that will be part of the narrative moving forward. But, again, with the Titans specifically today, a couple things we need. We need the NFL to clear up what the messaging was. And Mike Vrabel, too. Haven't heard yet on, when Vrabel's talking. I fully expect him to talk today. But there are just flat-out differing reports on that right now.
And we talked earlier in the show about the situation, the Titans holding their own practices, player-led practices at NBA on September the 30th, which Steve Lehman had first. Paul Kaharsky reported again yesterday, got confirmation that took place. Roger Saffold came out on Twitter yesterday and said, quote, guys, just don't work out for fun. This is for their livelihood, their family, their opportunities. Say what you want, but I'm standing up for my team always. Some comments that got met on Twitter and on television yesterday with a lot of blowback, including from the NFL Network. Mike Garofolo was talking about these comments made by Roger Saffold yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
Let's unpack this a couple of ways.
Sure.
One, I understand what Roger Saffold is saying, and that was the immediate reaction of Titans players. In fact, I mentioned it on air last week, once the facility was closed, that the players were already getting together, trying to figure out a way, how can they get work in away from the facility? But then the league made it clear, we don't want that happening. Guys, don't do that. So they blew through that stop sign. That's number one. Number two, I understand what Roger Saffold is saying, because the concern of the players was, we've got to keep working out. We've got to stay in football shape.
Because they thought
that's
they would
great.
Have a game
everybody
Monday
understands
or Tuesday
that.
At that point.
Aha! I'm getting there.
Yep.
But that's why the game was postponed. Because the league and the NFLPA didn't want the players going out there that quickly if they didn't have the week of preparation that they need to get in. especially since the Steelers on the other end of that game were going to have their full week because they didn't have a COVID outbreak in their locker room. So it was made in the decision of player safety. And Roger Saffold, I get it, your livelihood, but your livelihood is also making sure that we can play a full season here. And that's why when this first came down with the Titans, without teams really knowing anything, teams were already upset around the league. Teams like the Steelers and like other teams whose schedules might have been affected. At that time, they had no evidence that the Titans had done anything wrong. Now we do. Now we have the NFL with their review making it clear that they found some violations of protocols because, as Dr. Sills said earlier in the show, they've already beefed up the protocols. And now you've got this workout away from the facility. This is just not going to go over well across the league. I can tell you that very much because there's a lot of teams that are following the protocols to the T and are upset that the Titans did not do that both inside and outside their facility.
That Mike Garofolo from the NFL Network there. Joe, what's your reaction when you hear him say that?
Well, first of all, yeah, look, there's a lot of, I think, anger around the league at the Titans right now. And I think I agree, really, with what Mike said. I understand totally what Roger Saffold is saying, okay? And I do think that the context here includes the NFL messaging on things and the NFL's conduct and the way that they have allowed things to proceed. If you have a team, as the Titans were on September 26th, with a positive test, and then they are said, yeah, go to Minneapolis and play that game. And still, by the way, apparently, like, the Vikings just find out a couple days later, which, like, I don't think that's on the Titans. I think that's on the NFL.
Yeah.
And then now this has happened after the Titans workouts and all that, but you now have seen the Patriots, the same thing. It is, you have positive tests, but still go forward. If everybody's testing negative right now, go forward and do it. Okay. Well, I think that the mindset has been, I test negative, I'm fine. You said earlier, Robbie, on the incubation period, you've learned about this. I think a lot of people learned about this. I honestly thought it was like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Dr. Bill Schaffner from Vanderbilt on last week, and, you know, he even said like a week's a little tight. The NFL's standard is about a week, you're right, but it can be longer than that. So, like, again, I still think that there's an obvious common sense thing here that lacked with the Titans gathering, because if you're not allowed to be in your building, then what does that mean? What is that saying to you? It's saying that we don't want you guys to gather and possibly pass the virus. But I also think there's some confusion on the incubation period that probably a lot of people have less confusion now. And then we don't know about the messaging specifically. And that, to me, that matters. That's probably not going to change how the NFL feels. And we also, there's more to the Titans investigation that I think will come out from the NFL about things that they weren't doing well enough. And I think that's probably me being kind of kind on that. Like, yeah. I think there's some anger from the NFL apart from the workout, okay? But still, even if they, and that to me is the punishment aspect of it. You know, if they, that is going to impact the punishment. But the people, the perception around the league of the Titans right now is not good, and I still think, like, I want to hear from Ryan Tannehill on this too. I mean, this was not a big state secret, and I think that's how people are looking at it. Right? Like, people are like the Doug Farrar, we talked about him earlier in the show, USA Today NFL editor, who said this is like basically the worst crime in NFL history.
Yeah.
May have gone a bit overboard there, you know? But I think some people are looking at this like they knew. The union said, don't you dare do it. And they said, we don't care. We are going out there and, you know, and we're going to work out. And like, this wasn't a big secret. Chris Harris, Teresa Walker, two people I know confirmed with NBA's headmaster that, yeah, Ryan Tannehill called and they went, okay. Like, it was, and we talked about Steve Layman tweeting it 6 days ago and no one even noticed. No one even noticed that they, you know, and I have tried to think in my mind, Robbie, had I seen that tweet back then, like, what would my reaction have been? It probably wouldn't have been what everybody's reaction is now, which is kind of goes along with, like, this virus and you get different information and all of a sudden – something that seemed harmless. I mean, it just in general, so many things that are just normal. We have a photo yesterday of Patrick Mahomes and Stephon Gilmore. Gilmore. Hey, good game, buddy. And it was like I was looking at a crime scene.
Yeah. People were just blowing up about it yesterday on Twitter. And Joe, we talked earlier about, you know, that workout took place September 30th. There's reports out that maybe the Titans players weren't told not to gather together until October 1st. Now, what happens if it comes out that they were actually told before that and went out and practiced anyway? How does that change the conversation?
I think that's what most of the NFL looking in on this thinks, and that's sort of been, you know, the discussion. I think that's part of the anger. Like, these guys, and again, I'm not excusing them, but I think what Mike said, Garofalo said there, you have to keep that in mind. At that point, they thought they were playing a game, and they knew the Steelers were practicing.
Right.
Not excusing it, but, like, so in their mind, it's like, wow, we are at a big disadvantage right now. And the NFL is letting us play, and we are going to have negatives, and it's going to be fine. I don't think any of them thought, well, we might be spreading the virus to each other right now because we're in the incubation period, but whatever. I don't care. Screw it. I can't prove it. I doubt that's what they thought, right? But that is going to be important on the punishment. To me, if the NFL can sit here and say, you guys were clearly told this, and then you did it anyway, then I think that strengthens the punishment.
I think there has to be a paper trail there, though. If it's like, hey, you guys were suggested not to gather together, that's different. Like, that's up to interpretation at that point. I think if there's not like an email trail or a paper trail somewhere along the way, if you're the NFL, like, it's pretty hard to justify a punishment at that point, I think.
Well, again, like, the punishment is going to be for everything.
Sure.
But specifically,
to this incident.
Yeah, well, I think this incident certainly has an impact on how severe the punishment is. But again, having said all that, it's still like there is definitely a lacking common sense thing here that I don't think anyone could argue against. Like, when you get removed from your facility, you know, like the whole point is not like the facility's bad. It's that we don't want all of you people near each other right now.
Right.
You know, I think that no matter what the timing is and what we find out about messaging, that's still something that probably has some impact on the punishment.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be interesting to see.
We know that the memo of for teams that are affected, which is like post-protocol memo, that was October 1st.
Right, and that's been proven at this point. So going to be interesting to see how this situation continues to play out for the Titans. And, Joe, speaking of lack of common sense, there was a reaction yesterday on Titans Twitter that just drove me insane. We'll talk about what that is next. This is Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Tune into this weekend's NFL Game of the Week on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue and Gary Force Acura. This Sunday's NFL Game of the Week is the New York Football Giants going up against the Dallas Cowboys at 3 p.m. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Bring us back in with little Billy Joel.
That's your choice today.
I was proud of this one.
That's a little bit of a comment, huh?
Yeah, we didn't start.
It's topical, yeah.
It's
that kind of week around Nashville.
Lyrically,
athletics.
It's one of the greatest songs ever.
I love that song.
It's awesome. Yeah, but a little bit of craziness going on right now in our world, especially here locally with our sports team. So thought it was a very topical song, Joe.
Good job.
I don't do that very often. Usually I request a song and Munson looks at me like I've got three heads. Because my musical taste is awful.
And he was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Today, when you picked, we didn't start the fire.
Good.
Yeah.
I felt good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's probably what Ryan Tannehill's saying
right now.
That's
about right.
Yeah, hey, we didn't start this fire. We didn't start it. We just kind of added some charcoal and some gasoline on it.
A little gas on it, yeah.
Throwing the football around.
Yeah, throwing that ball around. NBA. By the way, how about the publicity that NBA has gotten in the NFL world this year?
Right.
You got this going on right now. Tom Brady, remember that rumor that Tom Brady was like an NBA with Giselle looking around
point.
For kids?
Right.
There's not a high school in America that's gotten more love by the NFL than NBA.
I forgot that the Brady high school was NBA. Yeah. What? Quite a year. Good job, NBA.
This is a conspiracy theory. The NBA people, they're starting all this stuff. Enrollment's never been better.
I'm trying to remind me again on the Brady. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember how that all went out.
I don't remember who started it, but there was that rumor out there that, like, oh, Tom Brady and Giselle are touring
shopping.
NBA right now. looking at schools.
But it turned out to be like some other quote NFL player or something.
Yeah.
But someone just
went with Tom Brady.
Translation. Yeah, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Well, that goes with, you know, how many times have we, well, look at Matt Duchene. And that was actually a real thing, but like the whole bought a house or house is on the market, you know. I mean, in every sports town, there's always. But, yeah, the shopping for the school for the kid.
That was back in early 2020, which feels like a decade ago.
I mean, it really does. I mean, it really does, doesn't it?
Seriously, it does. This feels like the longest year ever. So we've been talking about the Titans all morning and the reaction to the news yesterday that was broken by Paul Kuharsky about Titans players meeting an NBA, going through a practice on September 30th. And I'll be honest, there was a reaction by Titans, some of Titans Twitter, which did not surprise me very much, but still just drives me insane. And that is like this idea that, you know, the journalists are snitches or you're ratting out the team or the players can do no wrong. And we saw it a little bit, too, with Taylor Lewan when he was popped for the suspension with PEDs. I mean, it's almost like that guy could do no wrong with some fans. And that sort of reaction just drives me crazy. Look, I get it. You love your team. You love the Titans. There's nothing wrong with that. We all love football here. But these guys are not perfect. They are human beings just like the rest of us. They are allowed to make mistakes, and they are allowed to be called out for those mistakes. It's not a crime.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the Lewan thing. I wrote a pretty critical column about him at that point and got Titans Twitter was all over me for that one. So we've all
– The defend your boy aspect of this is a little, little much.
Here's the thing, like, with in particular and I actually – I mean, yesterday a couple times on Twitter in my mentions, I'm like, guys – I don't have time to sit here and defend Paul all day, but come on. And I just, again, like I did the usual stuff when people are coming at me with like, well, you know, all the stuff you just said, you know, snitch and making up a source and all that stuff. Like, look, people who do this, who are professionals, don't do that. They use actual sources. We're going to find out on the whole timing, but he was told by someone, an NFL source, that they were told this. I understand that there's been blowback and people refuting it. Again, this is where let's have some people now put it down and lay it out for us and then, you know, and wrap up your investigation, do your punishment. But yes, I agree with you. It gets a little bit, it got a little overboard yesterday. And again, I'm not here to defend him or anyone in particular other than just to say, this is the job, okay? And the job at times is you report news that's not great about your team. I mean, you know, it's if you're on a beat like he is, you know, you cover a team on a beat basis, then you are going to run into that. I cover Michigan State forever, and I can't tell you how many, you know, like, arrest stories that I wrote, you know, from going through police records. That's part of the job. And there are some people who just want all the sunshiny stuff. And it's just not reality. And I do think that there's a lot of people around teams that only do that.
Yes.
So I think then the people who do it, I guess how you're, you know, like traditionally, or do it how, you know, to me how you're supposed to do it, and not, you know, I think that they stand out more now.
Oh, I agree.
If that
with
makes
that.
Sense.
No, I agree 100% with that. Also, I think with some fans, there is a basic lack of understanding of what the job of a reporter is. It's not a cheerleader. It's not to sit here and pom-pom wave for your local sports team. You're not supposed to root for the Titans if you're covering the Titans. Now, people take that the wrong way sometimes. You're also not supposed to just go out there and just trash them at every opportunity that you get either. There's a fair and balanced approach that you take to this. But I saw a lot of yesterday of, oh, the Titans, they hate you. They'll never do this. We hate the Titans. Why do you hate the Titans so much? It's not what the job is. The job is to present what's happening. And you can make your opinions from there. And everybody's entitled to their opinion, and that's fine. But the reaction on Twitter when Titans players do something wrong sometimes, and just the stretches that people go to try to defend them at all costs just because they play for their favorite football team, to me sometimes, it's just so – it's honestly quite sad.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, and I'll take it to college. You know, it's you've got like you could take the exact same situation, like whatever, an NCAA violation or an arrest or something. And if it's like your rival team, the scum of the earth, and they throw the book at them, and then you know you're making excuses. But I mean, that's part of fandom, which is fine to me. But I think you hit on the thing that we can do a better job, I think, of explaining like what is the job and what are you supposed to be doing. And yeah, you are supposed to be down the middle. Now, I think that can vary too. I've heard a compelling case for fans covering a team and having the passion, and I think there's something to that. Sure. I do. I mean, look, our guy Stillman, we give him a lot of crap, but we love our little Jared Stillman. He grew up a Titans fan, and I think he talks about it as a fan, which I don't have a problem with, but he's also not covering that team as a beat, you know?
Right, yeah.
And that's – so the people who do, they're responsible for – you know, competing for one thing. I think that's another thing people forget is like there's competition. Anyone who's on a beat, Vols beat, Vanderbilt beat, whatever it is, if you are a beat writer, you're in competition for this information. So people look at like, why are you doing negative stuff? You know, why are you writing a negative story? It's like, well, someone else is going to if I don't, and then see, that's bad for me. And it's good for me if I get it first. And I think that gets lost even by teams that are covered too sometimes. They look at it like, how could you like do this to us? Or, you know, it's like, well, someone else is going to get it. Like in this situation.
By the way, the information was going to come out yesterday, like one way or the other.
Like again, Steve Lehman tweeted about this session last week. Does anybody actually think that like the NFL found out about this because of the report yesterday? No. A lot of other people did.
Right.
The NFL didn't. I mean, give me a break. You know, the NFL has been on this and a lot of other things with the Titans for a long time, which is why they felt to me weekly the need to, and weekly as in week, the need to put it out anonymously with Schefter on Saturday.
Yeah.
They have been building up to something where they're going to smack the Titans one way or the other here.
Yeah, and the other part of that to me is there's just kind of this notion out there of like, how could you out the Titans? Like, how could you say this?
You know, if you don't, you should be fired.
If you don't, you should be fired. And number two, how about focusing the attention on the people doing things wrong rather than the people outing them? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, for sure. Now
take some responsibility.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That happened with LaJuan too. Like when it was reported that he was going to get suspended, like how could you out him like this? Well, how about instead of focusing your attention on that, you focus your attention on Taylor DeJuan putting things in his body that he shouldn't be putting in there. Why is this so hard? I don't understand.
I agree with everything you're saying. Now, that brings up an interesting thought, like on Tannehill, for example. So I think Ryan Tannehill at some point, he's going to talk, and I think there'll probably be a mea culpa there, and he'll say, you know,
yeah,
whatever he's going to say. I won't put words in his mouth. But, you know, I mean, I think he needs to talk and be accountable for this thing. Do you think that Titans fans have any different feeling for like Ryan Tannehill as their quarterback right now?
No.
No. And I don't think they should.
No.
But I do think it's okay to like support. So this goes along with so much of the discussion of like our world right now. Like you can still support something and like find fault in it. I love my kids. I don't think they're perfect. The Titans screwed up. You can still root for them. And media's got to do the job that we have to do. Again, like you said, like if you, like, quote unquote, didn't out them, if you had this information as a reporter and then you didn't write it, then please never do this job again. And anyone, whatever your job is, imagine like this is your job. Here's the description of your job.
And you don't do
it. Don't do it. What do you think is going to happen?
Exactly.
But I think that also goes to just like the misunderstanding of what it is. It's not cheerleading.
Exactly. So that was just something that was grinding my gears yesterday.
You got
on
a little
Twitter
fired up there.
That I wanted to get to. I've been fired up about that for a long time. And yesterday was just yet another excuse for me to let it go. So I did. And now I feel better.
Good.
This is a group therapy session in this segment. When we come back, we'll continue the Titans discussion. Get your reaction on our phone and text lines. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 1025 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Marquise Munson taking you through this Thursday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. Interesting Thursday night football matchup tonight, by the way. The Buccaneers against the Bears. Tom Brady, 3-1, baby.
I'm not mad at that one.
That's not bad.
I mean, after last week, I'll take Bucks Bears. Yeah, I think the Bears are completely fraudulent, and the Bucks will probably push them around. But, you know, the Bucks are all over the place, too. I mean, great comeback, and Brady has a perfect QB rating in the second half and all that, but they were in some trouble against the Chargers at home. So, you never know. Where is that game tonight?
I believe it's in Chicago.
It always means so much less this year, but right. Still. I mean, it means something. You know, like yes, one team Chicago has tonight. To travel. Okay. And that's no fans. So that's zero fans, unless something has changed recently. Did you see the thing with the Dolphins, by the way?
That they're going to allow 65,000 fans?
Well, the Dolphins are like, no thanks, man. Thanks, yeah. Thanks, though. Like, their governor's like, pack them up. Let's go. And, you know, the Dolphins are just like, hey, thanks, but we'll just go 13K, okay? Yeah. Thanks, though. Thanks, Mr. Governor.
I guess that would apply to Jacksonville and Tampa, too, I would assume.
That's right.
So,
yeah, so we'll see, man.
What decisions they make.
Yeah, Florida in general.
Yeah.
So here's the reason why I know.
Free-for-all.
Here's nerd wrestling fan here.
Uh-oh.
The reason why I know that is because so wrestling has been broadcasting from Florida. And now that they're allowed to have fans out there, now I assume that all those wrestling shows will be at full capacity. So I bet
that's
you.
That's indoor. Indoor matter?
Well, one of them is outdoor. One of them is AEW, All Elite Wrestling, which the owner of AEW is Tony Khan. If you don't know who Tony Khan is, his dad owns the Jacksonville Jaguars. So they film their show at Daly's Place in Jacksonville. So it's outside. So they can pack out a outside crowd. WWE is different because they broadcast from the Amway Center. And obviously the Amway Center is an arena. So that's going to be the wrestling legit will be the first people to take advantage of full capacity crowds. I can guarantee that.
That makes sense. And you are quite a wrestling nerd, by the way.
I am. I watch
you and Vingan. Who loves wrestling more, you or Vingan?
I don't know. Probably about
pretty
the same.
Close.
It's probably about the same because, like, I think me and Vingan will still, like, if there's sports on, I'm not watching wrestling. Like, it's like for example, like Monday Night Football. If Monday Night Football's on, I'll have wrestling, like, on maybe my computer, but for the most part, like, my girl's watching Dancing with the Stars, so that's on the main TV.
Okay.
And then the computer usually has Monday Night Football, so wrestling kind of gets pushed away outside of that.
You could always stream it on your phone.
Yeah, I could.
Go three
and then
streams.
last night I watched the VP debates. So, like, the first hour of wrestling I watched, and then I didn't watch the second hour. And then, obviously, I watched the Dodgers. So I push it to the side for more realistic things like sports, like real sports, like basketball. Or, you know, so, like, Friday, they got an event, and I may not watch it because guess what? I'm going to be watching the Lakers.
I'm excited.
Possibly close out.
I'm excited that is tomorrow, by the way.
Yes, yeah. I am too.
Spread some things out here. You know,
I know people are cramming for, why don't they just play every day? Like, well, why don't they just play every other day? I'm like, dude, like, relax. Like,
it'll be okay.
Let it space out a little bit. I've missed basketball. Let's let it space out. And plus, look, Lakers win. I get to celebrate.
It's over.
And I get and they're wearing the Black Mamba jerseys, which is not good for the Heat.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because I don't think the Lakers have lost a game in those Black Mamba jerseys.
I'm feeling a little better about the Heat right now, but is Bam going to feel a little better? You know,
I mean, yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, he made a difference anyway the other night.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's enough time for him to be, like, completely healthy again, but yeah, he'll be better, I would assume.
I'm not counting them out yet. I counted them out last week and said they're going to get swept, but Bam's back, and I feel like this could be a really good game.
I don't know, man. Look, Lakers undefeated in that Black Mamba jersey. LeBron is 3-0 in the NBA Finals in a closeout scenario.
Right, right.
So I don't know, man. I think, and then LeBron's and AD's, like, they're both battling for that Finals MVP slot, so I could feel like they both can score like 30 points.
Maybe LeBron will just be jacking up bad threes to try to get that, and, you know.
No, I think
take advantage.
I think he'll take a lot of Anthony Davis's, like, offense and just be like, "This is mine. This is my team. I'm trying to win MVP, not you. This is my team."
I mean, AD's going to win it, right?
No.
You think LeBron's going to win it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. It's
gonna
I think LeBron could average 6 points in the NBA Finals.
It's only because AD had, like, that very slow game three, and then, like, even last game he was, like, a bit, like, you know, he didn't
really pick up his offense until like late in the fourth quarter. So, like, if I were to guess, it would probably end up being LeBron. Yeah. But it's close. It's going to come down to the final game because they're both like really they've both been really good. So it's going to be a matter of
Munson just counting the heat out.
Who closes
down the game Friday?
Well, I had him in six, but you know, you guys haven't shown me anything to prove that.
That's
it's
what
six.
Happens when you lose your three best players. Yeah, that'll happen that way.
It does hurt.
Let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Brian in Portland text in. Calm down. Jimmy's going to have another triple-double, and Tyler Hero is going to put this series away. Hashtag Heat in seven.
How's he going to put this series away? How's he going to put the series away? It's 3-1.
He's putting it away in seven.
You got more Heat fans on there. Anyone angry about the media talk? I need to get the text line.
Yeah,
to
let's
my
go
phone
back to
too.
Our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Josh texts in, why bring up stuff from last year with the LaJuan thing? The past is the past. When it comes to now, the NFL didn't come out and say no gathering until the first. That's why they said it on Tuesday, because they found out that night.
Stop sticking
we
up.
Don't,
stop
we don't
sticking
know
up for the
that
site.
The right. NFL didn't
we,
tell them
we,
that.
Yeah, we know the memo to teams spelled it out. And I will say I haven't found that spelled out anywhere else previously. I would also, again, it's been reported that they were told the Titans need to weigh in on that. The NFL needs to weigh in on that with a name.
Needs to be some clarification.
You know, and then again, that is part of, I think, what the punishment will end up being. But for anyone to just say as a fact, they were not told until then, you know, I understand, you know, Buck Rising, our buddy, you know, quoted a player who said they weren't told. So, look, all that stuff needs to be sorted out. I would say still, within all that, there is the what do you think would be the rule if you were sent home and no one's allowed to come to your facility. In your mind, you should know, okay, so is it because they're worried about that particular machine in the weight room, or is it because they don't want all of you people being near each other right now? I mean, it's pretty obvious, right?
You would think. Remember the Patriots, you know, we were talking yesterday about Gilmore, what an impact that could have on the rest of the league. Would that put the Patriots game on Sunday in jeopardy? Good news on that front this morning. The Patriots, all the tests have come back negative for the Patriots in regards to COVID-19. So, I mean, that doesn't put them necessarily out of the woods at this point, but certainly I think a positive development there that no negative tests for the Patriots this morning.
Yeah, see, when you start using positive and negative, then it really gets...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I said that halfway through. I was like, oh, that's confusing.
Yeah, well, it's really good news. I mean, this league, and I've even seen some stuff, Robbie, out there like, scrap the season, you know, which isn't going to happen.
No.
But this league needs for another outbreak to not happen. Now, I've also seen even some local tweets today already with in relation to the Patriots saying, Titans look bad. I mean, that's what some people are going to take it to. And I'm not saying that that's totally unfair either. I mean, if the Titans are the only team with an outbreak, and if it turns out that we have some evidence that the NFL shares with everyone else, as they've shared with some teams, that the Titans haven't done anything right, well, I mean, the Titans are the team that's being made an example of here.
Let's go back to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Do you guys know if the COVID-19 tests are the rapid test or are they the PRC test?
Yeah. So the test results that we get each morning are the normal testing 24-hour, basically 24-hour results. When they say a positive is confirmed, like, because obviously there's false positives, right? The point of care is how POC test, I believe, is the rapid test that is used to confirm it. And those are, as I understand it, they don't give you false positives, okay?
Right.
So if you confirm a positive test with one of those, and that's when we see other people that are like confirm positive, that's what it means. So it's two tests that confirm it. Now, another interesting thing here is the Titans did confirm, you know, a lot of people confirmed yesterday, and I think a lot of the initial news on this, by the way, comes from the NFL.
Right.
Through a few different reporters, but it was confirmed that they had two positives. But then Corey Davis was the only one who ended up on the COVID list last night, so it's possible. And I think Tom Pelissero tweeted something to that effect today. Is that right? I believe it was Tom Pelissero.
Yeah.
That there's still – so there's still one of them may end up not being, and we may get that information today. And we're still waiting on, you know, the Titans results. It's probably any second. And it's big. You know, I don't think for a second that this Buffalo game can happen. I mean, if it I will be shocked if the Titans-Bills game happened. We got an injury report yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it's still on.
And they had the
still got an injury report.
The full participation and limited participation designation on there as well, which I thought was an interesting touch.
In the theoretical practice.
Yes.
And by the way, it was all pretty much good news for the Titans. It was A.J. Brown was, I guess, limited. Now, Adoree Jackson's still on there. He's not activated yet, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. But this is just huge. I mean, if you have negatives today, and then, of course, you have them tomorrow, and it's going to have to be Saturday morning too. I think then Saturday they could get in the building, and they can kind of move past this. If there's more today, when does it end? And what that, to me, probably means, we haven't talked about this yet, but we've looked at all this as incubation period from the outbreak.
Right.
Well, Corey Davis is a name yesterday. Of course, I don't have confirmation Corey Davis was at the passing workout with Ryan Tannehill, but, you know.
Stands to reason.
Wouldn't be a shocker, right? Starting receiver would be there, catching passes from the quarterback. So this could also be a new clock, a new outbreak because of those workouts. And, again, that's part of also the – I think frustration from everyone is that not only did you have this, which I think you can blame a lot on the NFL, we don't know, the some on the Titans, whatever they did wrong, whatever they didn't do well enough, but if you've now created a new outbreak with these workouts, first of all, when does that end now? When does that clock end? When will you play again? Is the Texans game next Sunday now in jeopardy? I mean, you can see why people would be upset about this.
Yeah, no question. By the way, that tweet from Pelissero last night, quote, a second positive test result this morning for the Titans is currently considered inconclusive, I'm told. Still going through the process to confirm or not. That's why only Davis went on the Titans list of the COVID-19 list. So that coming out last night from Tom Pelissero. Still waiting to see what the test results are from the Titans this morning. So we'll pass that along as soon as we have it. When we come back, a big game for the Vols this weekend against Georgia. What has to happen for Tennessee to win that game? We'll discuss that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Marquise Mutson taking you through this Thursday morning. Fellas, a big matchup for the Vols on Saturday against Georgia on CBS at 2:30, the SEC game of the week. We've talked a lot about this game so far this week, Joe, and we've talked about the offensive line matching up against Georgia's front seven. I think probably by far the best front seven they're going to see at any point this season, maybe even Alabama included in that conversation. As you start to dissect this game and the talent that Tennessee has matching up against Georgia and all the recruits that they have and everything that's going well right now for Kirby Smart and his program, Joe, what do you think has to happen for the Vols this weekend in order for them to hang in this game and then ultimately have a chance to win it at the end?
Well, I would start with, I hate to be obvious, but I will be, because let's face it, I love being obvious. Jarrett Garantano has got to play the best game of his career or close to it. And I don't think he has to. I think I've actually said a couple times, I might have even written it last week from Knoxville, but you know, sometimes I just can't keep those things all jumbled in my brain. But I have thought, like, he's got to play above his head. But actually, I don't think that's true. I think he's got to just play his absolute best, which is you certainly can't turn it over. You know, pre-snap, you got to be good. You got to get into the right stuff. You got to set the right protections and all that stuff. You got to be a fifth-year senior and take advantage of that. And then you're going to have to make some – tight window throws. Georgia has two NFL guys at corner, and Tyson Campbell, I think, could be a pretty prominent pick at cornerback. They're going to be aggressive. I think they're going to be aggressive with their safeties against the run, because I think that Georgia is going to look at the film of Tennessee and accurately assess that this is a very good offensive line, and they might need to cheat a little bit here and there on that run game. Now, look, that's not to say Georgia doesn't have studs all over the front seven, too. But I do think that you start with Garantano. He needs to be supported with the run game, but he's got to make big-time throws and win this game for them. I don't think he can. I don't think he can just be like a game manager who hands off and the ball's going to run for 200 yards,
right?
And grind out a win. I think he's got to be more than a game manager.
And we're going to continue to talk about this as we move through the show here. Seth Emerson from The Athletic, who covers Georgia, will join us to begin the 8 o'clock hour. But I do want to pass on some breaking news. This coming from Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. Another Titans player has tested positive for COVID-19, and an inconclusive test from yesterday is also positive, per source. So the test they were trying to determine whether or not it was actually positive, it is. And in addition to that, another Titans player has tested positive for COVID-19. So now if you're the Titans, like, you can't even get back in the building until Sunday at this point. So there's no way this game happens, right?
No. I mean, first of all, it's absolutely – I mean, it's everything but the NFL – saying it, and I think that was yesterday. But now, I mean, you're seriously talking about you can get into your building, but wait, go to Nissan Stadium and play a game instead. That's not happening. So the NFL should say it's postponed. Again, we don't think that the forfeit is going to be brought into this, but the postponement will be. And then, you know, the Titans-Steelers game had a nice landing spot. That was easy to do. This one does not. So this one, if it ever happens, would be in a week that would have to require pushing back the playoffs. And, you know, I think it only happens if it's needed. And you could still make the case from the NFL's perspective, look, some teams are just not going to play 16 games, and we're going to go by winning percentage, and that's that. So we may never see the Titans and Bills play.
That's certainly going to be on the table. And now, Joe, to the point you were making in the last segment, now the mind starts to wander a little bit, right? Like, where does this go? When does this end for the Titans? Because, I mean, we're going on, you know, a week and a half, almost 2 weeks now, where the Titans have continued to come out with positive COVID tests, and it makes you wonder, okay, are you still in the incubation period from the original outbreak, or is there an additional outbreak now that you're worried about with the Titans? It certainly, I think, the mind starts to wander on that front, and I don't know if we're ever going to figure out the answer to that, but I am very concerned about this situation with the Titans. You know, we've all just kind of assumed at some point this week that it's going to stop and they'll be able to get back in the building. And right now, I'll be honest with you, I really can't believe we're still talking about this on Thursday with more positive tests coming out.
Well, you know, I think that – so I hate to do like the Sherlock Holmes – fake epidemiologist thing, but I think we can do some math, right? So if you are starting the clock, and this is what we know of, and this is, I guess, popular science on the virus and the incubation period, the far reaches of it would be 2 weeks,
yeah,
my understanding. So if you did the math on that, then that would, I guess, end right around tomorrow or Saturday, right? So it's still possible right now, possible that this is guys who are getting, who just had this really, really long incubation period that the NFL, by the way, does not subscribe to.
Right.
But based on
what
how
is there,
the
5 to 7 days?
Right. Their protocols don't allow for something like this. But what you worry about, and I think is probably more likely, again, Encyclopedia Brown.
Recognizing that we don't know.
Dr.
Sure.
Encyclopedia, yes. Brown here, okay? You got to take what I'm saying with a big grain of salt. But it looks like this could very well be a second round of an outbreak, and you could also say maybe traced to those workouts. So we'll find out on the timing and the communication and all these things. That will get sorted out. But if this keeps going beyond this, tomorrow, the next day, I think more and more it looks like this has been a new round. And what else really would do it? I mean, look, guys could independently, again, there's no bubble. So that's the thing here. Like,
right.
I'm making these assumptions, but we also know there's no bubble. And so individuals could have gone to the store or whatever and could, you know, you can pick up the virus. It may be very unlikely in certain situations, but not impossible. So that could be that too. But you know what everyone's going to be thinking and saying, and I, it's hard for me to say they're wrong, that this looks like the potential outcome of a gathering that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly looks like that could be the case. And again, I'm not sure that we're going to know that for sure. But, you know, all of a sudden, like, you got to start thinking about, all right, if this continues into, you know, the weekend, what about next week between Houston and Titans? Like, what do you do then?
Right. I mean, I think it, like, last week. So, give me my days straight here. The day of negatives was Tuesday, right? Monday was still a positive.
This week?
No, they had Monday and Tuesday were both negative.
This week, yes.
Right. Which kind of looks like a break between outbreaks now.
It does.
But as of Tuesday, talking to Mike Vrabel, there was obviously a lot of hope and optimism that Wednesday they'd be in the facility, play the game, everything's fine. So that's probably the timeline for next week, too, with the Texans game is – if they can, you know, if they can get to a couple days in a row and then get in by midweek, then they'll play the game. And even if they have to get in by late week, they'll probably try to play the game, because how many games are you willing to put on the shelf here? But we may be talking about a very anticipated homestand with Titans fans allowed in the stadium that is all postponed. One of them could still happen, of course. The Steelers got moved to the 25th.
Right.
Just brutal all around for the Titans. I'm not saying the Titans are blameless, but it's brutal. You know, most people in that building have been working their butts off to do the right thing. Brutal for Titans fans who, you know, have been looking forward to this, and brutal for the NFL.
And again, you hate to go the Sherlock Holmes route, but, like, if it comes out later today that the next two, like these, the one that was confirmed this morning that was positive yesterday and this positive test today are both, like, offensive players, like receivers, then that make you start to wonder if the workouts have something to do with it at that point, considering a lot of what we've seen so far has been on the defensive side of the ball.
Right.
I mean, that would be where my head would go at that point. So, again,
won't be alone.
Yeah, so we're going to continue to follow that all morning long. Another positive test for the Titans today, according to Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. Adam Schefter as well has come out and confirmed that. So, not good news once again on the front for the Tennessee Titans. When we come back, we'll dive back into the Vols against Georgia. Seth Emerson from The Athletic will join us. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.